Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I would be wrong to allow my poor choice of words to detract from my colleague's important job, which is why today I'm resigning from Breitbart effective immediately. This decision is mine alone. When your friends have done right by you, it's only right to do right by them.
That right there is the, I guess right now, the under siege Milo Yiannopoulos, who it came out over the weekend, something that he had done in the past, a podcast for a bunch of guys who wear masks. Slowly but surely, it kind of leaked out, and I don't know if they'd picked a specific thing to leak out. Hollywood Reporter really took it to task. And out came this thing about pedophilia, or at least that's the way it's being made out to be. I understand completely. We're going to get into that a little bit deeper. He resigned from Breitbart today. He also lost his book deal with Simon & Schuster, but has said that another company is already looking to pick it up. Smart idea if you're a small company. Why not distribute it? It's money that's guaranteed. And you know, people forget. We have a very short memory in this world. A very short memory. Not for certain things, right? Not for certain things. But for a lot of stuff, we have a very short memory. We can forgive easily, and he's one of those guys where we were all waiting for the downfall to come. We thought it would be in some other way, shape, or form. But what it came for was a podcast moment on, I think it's called the Reagan Battalion. And this is what he said that led up to the eventual giant crap storm that became the last 4 days or so for Milo Yiannopoulos.
This arbitrary and oppressive idea of consent, which totally destroys the understanding that many of us have of the complexities and subtleties and complicated nature of many relationships. You know, people are messy and complex, and actually in the homosexual world particularly, some of those relationships between younger boys and older men, the sort of coming of age relationships, the relationships in which those older men help those young boys to discover who they are and give them security and safety and provide them with love and a reliable... And sort of a rock where they can't speak to their parents. Some of those relationships are
it
some
like
of the most
molestation to me.
It sounds
yeah, well,
like
you know what?
It
you
sounds like
I'm
Catholic priest molestation to me.
Okay, first of all, again, those dudes are the dudes that get you, bro. Bro dude. It sounds like total bro dude. You got totally bro dude, man. You know what I mean, bro dude? No way. Yeah, totally bro dude. Bro dude. I have a lot of places, and we're going to touch on this throughout the day because there's a lot of things I want to say. After all of this happened over the last 48 hours, remember on Bill Maher Friday, this was it. This was maybe the biggest night of his political life. Yes, he has been everywhere. This was the apex of it all. He's at the top of the mountain for Milo. Maybe he's done some bigger things and talked to some bigger people, but Bill Maher gave him a platform that I don't think he's ever had in a lot of ways, that wasn't the internet or wasn't, people reporting on the fact that they won't let him speak somewhere. Bill Maher gave him an opportunity and a platform, and I thought he did okay. I didn't think he did great. I think he probably woke up the next day. I wish he would have said this, wish he would have said that. All of us do that in any industry, which I would have shown. I do that after sometimes a segment. I'm like, man, I wish I would have said that. After being on stage, sometimes I'm like, man, I would have killed it if I would have said that. We've all done that. All right. But Bill Maher, there was apex, boom, and all of a sudden, and understand the media loves to allow people to get big, become somewhat of a darling, and then chop, 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 chop. And then we'd like to see the phoenix rise from the ashes because we're a forgiving nation. What he talked about, pedophilia, I don't know if I'd go and say it. So, look, I, having been abused as a child, having been abused for a long period of time, I'm very sensitive in some ways to this because I look at people that are predators as disgusting pigs. Michael Jackson. Why do people love Michael Jackson knowing full well that he had little boys in his bed that weren't related to him, that had nothing to do with him, that were people essentially he met places and got them to give them their child overnight or for the weekend and stuff? I'm sorry, that's insane. Milo didn't do that. Did he say some stuff? Yes, he did. Did he say some stuff that was provocative? Yes. Is that what he is paid to do? Well, that's how he makes his living, being a provocateur, being a person who pokes and pokes at the left-leaning media and pokes and pokes at snowflakes, but he said something. Now, he came out today and he talked, and to me, he played a bit of a victim card. And take a listen to this.
I haven't ever apologized before, and I don't anticipate ever doing it again. Name-calling doesn't bother me, and misreporting doesn't bother me. But to be a victim of child abuse and at the same time be accused of being an apologist for child abuse is absurd.
I don't know what his story is about being a victim. I don't know about any of that stuff. Again, having been a victim, I don't take when somebody says something, I don't take it too lightly. I take it very honest and I take it very seriously. You know, right now, and we're going to talk about it later on this week, there is a horrific incident going on inside of a youth sports program inside of America that we should all be paying attention to that is absolutely horrific with the United States gymnastics team and the horrible, horrible situation that's going on there. And we'll break it down a little bit further on down the road. But this is about Milo and what he says and the fact that he is shocking and he says certain things and he comes out and he does stuff. Know that in certain aspects of life, we expect certain things from people, right? Yesterday, when we were playing the Joe Rogan clip about, haven't you ever looked at a 15 or 16-year-old girl and thought she's beautiful? And everybody's like, no, that's disgusting. Janiel Tosh has a joke, a hilarious joke about Anna Kournikova. Do you guys remember who she was? 16 years old, tennis player, Russian, gorgeous, grunting. And his joke was, oh, God, it was so hot when she was 16. Then she became 18 and was just kind of sad. Right? I mean, absolutely. Kylie Jenner. Is that the one? Is that the beautiful one? They're all the same, right? Like Kylie. Is it Kaylee? I don't even know which Jenner's Jenner anymore. But, oh, she's 18. People would joke about, right? So now I can have dirty thoughts without being. So the lies that people say about certain things like this, I don't, you know, but it's also who is it that says it? Who is the person that delivers something? The package in which it's delivered, i.e. on stage in comedy, we expect that, right? For somebody like myself who has been abused, for somebody like myself who's been through situations like this, I find humor, for me, has worked as my kind of buffer. It's been the thing that has gotten me through a lot of stuff. Other people deal with things in certain ways. The way that he dealt with it seemed a little bit more serious. But it's, again, he's also, remember, who's delivering it? Provocateur. And people say, well, stuff in life's not funny. There's certain things you shouldn't joke about. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? There's a rule in comedy, right? There's a rule in comedy. And I find a lot of what Milo does is he is a character. He is a pantomime villain. He is a character. He's a provocateur. He says things for shock value. Was this wrong? Yes. Was it stupid? Absolutely. Did it offend some people? Probably. But that's what he's about, right? It's whose side did you offend? Because if you offended the left side, we're okay with that all day long. But some of the right side, oh. But people are like, well, Chad, it wasn't funny. Well, you know what? It wasn't funny. It was what he was saying was disgusting. Yes, absolutely. But people who say stuff for a living, who go to that edge, they say things because they want to test people out. They draw that line. I've done it on stage. I will draw a line and I will cross that line. Two reasons. One, to see if I'm bad. The other is how do people feel about certain things? And people are like, there's just some things you can't joke at. I see jokes about 9/11 now, right? It's horrible. Yeah, it's horrible. We joke about the Civil War. We joke about Andersonville. We joke about all kinds of things. Well, the cartoon Family Guy jokes about, well, it's different. It's a cartoon. Really? Does the cartoon draw itself or do human beings draw that? People find humor in different places. And you know what? A lot of times it's the way it's done. Case in point, listen to this. 1991, George Carlin.
Lots of groups in this country want to tell you how to talk, tell you what you can't talk about. Well, sometimes they'll say, well, you can talk about something, but you can't joke about it. Say you can't joke about something because it's not funny. Comedians run into that all the time. Like rape. They'll say, you can't joke about rape. Rape's not funny. I say, fuck you. I think it's hilarious. How do you like that?
Sometimes it's who delivers certain things. Milo was an idiot. I don't think Milo was a child molester. All right? I think Milo was provocative. I think Milo was foolish. I think Milo forgot for a second who exactly were the people that cheered him on and that were his hero worshipers. But this is what we do in this country. And he also should have known that people want him gone. The left hates him. The right tolerated him because he checked a lot of boxes in the identity politic world. And he thought, well, he's on our side. It's the enemy of my enemy is my friend in a lot of ways. But he's gone now for a little while. But unlike a lot of people, I think Milo's voice isn't going to be silenced forever. And I don't think he's going to go away immediately. I want to see how the right embraces him down the road, because I don't think he's going to quit. I don't think he's going to shut up. And I think he's going to become more provocative. Now, will he become a pantomime of his pantomime? I don't know. But we're going to find out. But remember, he felt that everybody was coming from, that this was a witch hunt. Take a listen to him talking about the fact that he felt this was a witch hunt.
This is a cynical media witch hunt from people who do not care about children. They care about destroying me and my career, and by extension, my allies. They know that although I made some outrageous statements, I've never actually done anything wrong. Don't think for a moment that anything that has happened in the last 48 hours will ever stop me being as offensive, provocative, and outrageously funny as I choose on any subject I please.
Again, that sums him up. And I think he misspoke. I think it was stupid. And I am somebody who's been through it. I am somebody who has been through it in a horrific way for a long time. And what I found him to say was stupid and it was ignorant. But I don't think he is a maliciously horrible individual that is a child molester. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can also call the program 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. So much stuff to get through today. We got the new memos out about immigration. We're going to tell you about a fat-shaming article that is absolutely ridiculous. We can't even talk about the truth anymore, because if you talk about the truth, well, you've got to change everything. We don't have to change the names and the dates to protect somebody. We also change the entire story because we don't want anybody to be offended. And hey, for us chunky guys out there, there's good news. There's good news in the bedroom. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Now, let's get this party started.
Obviously.
I feel exactly the same way, but the opposite.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
I will tell you right now, yesterday we forgot to do the urban word of the day. We will not make that mistake 2 days in a row, ladies and gentlemen. And I've got one that you guys can use tonight. And it is amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, the urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Urban word of the day today. You guys ready for it? Throw an eyeball. Throw an eyeball. What are you doing, man? Somebody gave me a look, so I threw a little eyeball. Means you're looking at them. Give them that mad dog kind of feel. Throwing some eyeball. Sometimes producer Anthony's sitting over here and he'll throw me an eyeball like I'm doing something wrong. So I have to sit up straight, pay attention, or I get in trouble. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
I had a question for you guys out there. I think it's a fair question. Like, I'm a big guy on etiquette, right? Like, you know, there's certain etiquette. Like, a gym is, there's etiquette in the gym, right? There's etiquette in the gym. I'm a guy. I went and worked out today. I ran my, like, 2 miles that I do, and I swam for a half a mile if there's some weight, you know, I'm just trying to keep myself out of shape enough that I'm not gross. Like, I still see my toes. I am doing good, right? Like, that's the thing. I don't get the shaving, right? And the brushing the teeth. And, like, this is the only place they do this. Like, and they do it in a group. But I came in today. Now, producer Phil, I want you to picture this. A guy looked like a Shar Pei, right? Buck naked. But he still has his tennis shoes on. And his socks. And I thought to myself, how does one get in that position? Do you put your shoes and socks off first? Because he was brushing his teeth and shaving. I don't get it. There's etiquette. There's got to be etiquette. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. I don't know. It was just a very bizarre situation. Like, for me, I'm very modest. Even though I'm fun and crazy and wacky, I'm a little bit modest in a situation like that. I'm an etiquette kind of guy, though. I come in, I do my stuff. I don't carry on naked conversations with people. I'm there to just be out of shape, right? You know, like, that's my thing. Some people aren't. Apparently, it is a club. But I just don't know how, like, it's just, and they just talk to you like, just buck. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? You wouldn't do that in the street, right? So why are you going to do it in here? It's very uncomfortable at times. It is. It is very uncomfortable. Maybe I'm a jerk. I don't know. You can text the program 323-538-2423. Text it right in. Saw Nambla defended trash Milo today. It was a hit because he's gay and not liberal. Nambla, if you don't know what that is, North American Man Boy Love Association. Every one of those people should be lined up on a wall and blasted. I will do the firing and feel not bad about it. Not bad at all. And then we'll bury him 6 feet under. Right? 6 feet under. Where are they? 6 feet under. We're not even going to look for him. Not even going to look for him. A lot of people are blasting Milo today. We'll see how he rebounds from that. Memo today, two of them out about immigration. I got a poll up. We'll talk about the poll, what the poll is, how it's faring so far. You can get involved in that at Chad Benson Show. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook, ChadBensonShow.com. Go there. You can listen live and also grab yourself the podcast if you miss any part of it. It's the Chad Benson Show. What could it be?
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
These two memos provide explicit guidance to DHS staff on how to carry out two executive orders signed by the president on January 25th, one dealing with interior enforcement and one dealing with border security. The memo regarding the executive order enhancing public safety in the interior of the United States outlines several practices and policies in order to strengthen the efficient and faithful execution of this country's immigration laws.
That right there is the man, the myth, the legend, Sean Spicer, today at the White House. Two memos have come out outlining how they're going to tackle illegal immigration. Of course, the left is in an uproar. People who are all about immigration, all about open borders, let everybody in here that wants to be here. We are land built solely on immigrants, except, it's done. You know what? I can only defend so far some of the baloney. Some of it, you know, is you're just at the point where you are completely off the reservation when it comes to some of this stuff. Seen a lot of it already today. Seen a lot of people are angry, right? Like, this is, he's a xenophobe, he's a racist, he's a blah, 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 blah. I have a poll up. Is Trump's new immigration memo too harsh or on? Or right on the right track. We're heading in the right direction. 52% say it's right on. 30% say too harsh. 18% says needs to be tougher, meaning 70% of people think it's right on or should be tougher, and only 30% say that it should be, that it's too harsh. This is what they're looking at here. The big things to take away from this right now. Prioritizing criminal, illegal immigrants and others for deportation including those convicted or charged with any criminal offense or have been abused the welfare, public welfare programs, all right? So you're looking at people that were either arrested and or tried and convicted and or who are currently in incarceration, whether they've been convicted or not, but are here illegally. And if you've abused the system, public welfare system at all, boom, you're done. Second, and this is vitally important, expand the 287G program. So what happens is this will now allow officers who are local law enforcement to alert ICE and other agents, immigration agents, that, hey, you know, we've got somebody here. They're here illegally and they're wanted for blah, 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 blah. So they can be put at the front of the line to get them the hell out of the country. Start planning and design the construction of the wall was also in the memo. I don't know what your take. Are they going to hire like an architect firm? Well, what I would do is I would just do a wall. Just there you go. All right, cool. That'll be $20 million. Producer Phil, do you think you and I could maybe learn a CAD like program and just kind of draw a wall up for them?
Yeah, I think that's perfectly doable.
Should we electrify the wall? Do you do a moat? Ooh, how awesome would that be? A moat, put like crocodiles in it. That'd be fun, man. I'm telling you, we could make it a game. That way, if they got here, you're like, ah, they really wanted to get here. You're a jerk, Chad. Hiring 10,000 immigration and customs enforcement agents and officers, hiring 5,000 Border Patrol agents. And this, to me, is the biggest of all. Ending catch and release policies, which illegal immigrants who are subject to deportation potentially are allowed to abscond and fail to appear at the removal of the hearings. So this is what this is. And last year we went down to McAllen and we were down there with the Border Patrol and seeing our affiliate down there, KURV. And we were down there and we were on the border. In fact, I still think we have it posted. Maybe we'll repost it again. What it means is, and they were telling us, they were giving us a breakdown from top to bottom, is that these people that are coming here from all over the world, not just from Central America and Mexico and Latin American countries, but they're coming here from everywhere. They know exactly what to do. They walk up to a Border Patrol agent. They say, they put their hands together and say, you know, take me in, take me in. And all they have to do is come up with some bogus address somewhere. And once that address is there, they'll say, fine, we're going to release you essentially on your own recognizance. And then you'll have to appear before a judge about your hearing. We have like 500,000 backlogs. I'm serious. 500 plus thousand hearing backlogs waiting for people to hear. Knowing full well it'll be 18, 24, 36 months before you're heard from. And you're not going to be heard because you're never coming back for that. And then you assimilate somewhat into society. You get absorbed into it. And that's that. Now we catch your ass. We send your ass home. That's it. It's catch and release. That and boom, done, gone, period. That's big. To me, I find that to be the biggest. Rounding up people is going to be tough. And by the way, there was nothing today inside any of the memos of the let's go out there and we're going to, you know, get the, you know, National Guard and we're going to have them round people. There was none of that stuff in there. DACA seems to still be in place. And I'm sure there'll be some more tweaks, but this to me was big. We're going to work later on this week to get one of the Border Patrol agents from down there on here to talk about how they feel about how Trump is handling things. Because when we were down there, they were very frustrated. You know, I mean, think about it. You kind of get these edicts from on high, and you're there to protect the border patrol. And you weren't really supposed to do what? I mean, what are you trying to do? I think that was their confusion, right? Like, could you imagine? It's like, oh, we caught the bank robber, and then we had to let him go. We caught the murderer, but we had to let him go. We caught the what? We had to let them go. It would be frustrating. Hey, Jim, you're going to play goalie, and I don't really want you to stop anything. Like, you can catch it, but if it hits you and you stop it, pick it up and throw it into the net. It was frustrating. It is. So there's a lot of focus on these things that I think that, you know, I think while a lot of people think this is harsh, the funny thing is it's just enforcing all of the things we already have on the books. We're not going out of our way to do anything else. So if you're worried about, hey, we are now becoming this xenophobic, nationalistic, horrible to immigrants country, you're fooling yourself. We are doing what all the other countries in the world do. We're saying this is our sovereign land, and if you're going to come here, you're going to do it right. Sean Spicer had a lot to say today. Here's some more from the Spicy.
This office will facilitate the engagement with victims and their families to ensure that their questions and concerns regarding immigration enforcement efforts are addressed.
And one of the things they talked about is they're setting up a new victims program that they're going to take away from stuff that was going into programs for people that were here illegally and services for them, and to help victims of crimes that illegals have committed against them. And again, I don't find anything wrong with that. I don't. Look, I'm not, if you've listened to my show, you know that I am not one of these people that is this let's throw everybody else out kind of person. I'm not. I am as fair as it gets. I have my views. I think both sides have used these people as political, you know, football. I think it's been horrible for the taxpayers. It's been frustrating for all of us. And, you know, I'm one of these guys that's very fair about this. But I have no problem with this. It's time that we protect our borders. It's time that we actually start doing the things that countries do. It has been a bonus, and we have, for all intents and purposes, we have used the political football to everybody's gain, but now it's time to put a cork in it, and we're going to do this. And he has said he's going to do this, and the fact that people are surprised, oh my God, people are surprised. I can't believe he's doing it. What do you mean can't believe he's doing it? Because you're not used to politicians doing anything. That's the truth. You're not used to politicians doing anything. And he's doing what he said he was going to do. He's not doing anything different. He said, I'm going to do this, and this is what he's doing. This is it. Spicy went on then to talk about the border and how to secure it.
Outlines the steps that DHS will take to secure the nation's southern border, prevent further illegal immigration, and to repatriate illegal immigrants swiftly, consistently, and humanely. This includes immediately identifying and allocating all sources of available funding for the planning, design, construction, and maintenance of a wall along our southern border, and hiring of additional personnel, including 5,000 additional CBP border agents.
Spicy, dropping it like it's hot. Look, we can empathize with people, and we can look at the people that have been here, that have come here, and while they broke the law crossing into our land, they have been nothing but upstanding residents here, if you will, and they have brought positive things to our country, and they want to be here. No problem with that. There's ways that I think smart people can come up with ways to comprehensively sort this mess out. But now we've got somebody who says, yeah, let's sort it out. And at the same time, let's stop it from growing. And that has always been the mess, right? What came first, the chicken or the egg? What comes first? Do we fix the people that are here or do we stop the people from coming? How about we could do both at the same time? Let's stop people getting in here illegally. Legal immigration is great. Knock yourself out. But at the same time, let's now be smart and figure out who wants to be here, who's a bad, bad hombre, right? And who's using us as a booty call to come here, make money, send it to their family, and eventually they're going to pick up sticks and bounce. Once we have that sorted out, we're good to go. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I get a lot of great text. You know, it's funny. I'll read a text message here in a little bit that I got from somebody, the usual hate. It's so crazy, some of the stuff that people say. And I find it to be amusing because, again, I get attacked from both sides, which just means that I'm doing my job correctly. But feel free to text the program. You can also email me, chad@chadbensonshow.com. Great story. Phil found it yesterday. Props to Phil for being the finder of this story. And it is a head scratcher. Fat shaming or truth telling? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Oh, yeah. I'm already hooked.
And we're just getting started.
Whoop-dee-doo!
This is the Chad Benson Show.
That's me, partner. So young Phil sent me this yesterday, producer Phil. Let's take a look at this. And it just got me thinking. It says, there was the Daily Journal. It was this Ferguson or somewhere. I can't even remember where the hell it's from. You know, Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Oh, for sure. They parted ways with Alan Linda, longtime columnist, op-ed writer, columnist, did once a week column for like 30 plus years or whatever. And they got rid of it because last Friday, the column was about sitting next to a larger person on an airplane. In the column, he called the person fat and went on to describe a lack of sympathy for the man's weight issues. They said not only did it offend our readers, it offended us. Linda was unpaid from the New York Mills area, never worked for the Daily Journal directly. He's merely the privilege of a Friday afternoon column. So it got me thinking. Okay, look, I don't have a lot of sympathy for people who nutritionally overachieve. I don't know what we're supposed to say. You know, somebody's like, well, I got a thyroid problem. Yeah, it's located in a donut. So let's just slow your roll. And if one of you text me and go, I really do have a thyroid problem. Okay, so you're one. All right? You're one. But we've all been on airplanes. And look, they're cattle calls, right? I mean, they are. They're horrible. But when I read this, my whole thing is when they started going on and saying bullying, and I'm like, whoa. Pointing out the fact that somebody is a nutritional overeater, or as a person who contributes to my show, Paul Lamone, the tech guy, says a person of size. That's good, right? Person of size. Saying somebody's fat is not bullying. And it's also pointing out the truth. What do you say to somebody? Larger? Nutritional overachiever? Person of size? Have we gotten to that point now where now everything is shaming? And then they go on to say, well, you know, body shaming is not okay. Racist views are not okay. Whoa, racist views? Homophobic views? You're starting to put it all into one category now? Everybody's a protected species? Like, everybody is a protected species? Body shaming? Like, homophobia? Racism? Come on. Person's black. He can't go lose weight, not be black anymore. But. And what do you say about somebody? They nutritionally overachieve. I think that's fair. Is that fair? Does that feel good? Producer Anthony, nutritional overachievement, you know? So you said somebody who nutritionally overachieves, if you will, or is a larger person, a person of size. It's silly. You call somebody fat, and it's like that's bullying. What do you call somebody who's an alcoholic? I'm curious. Like, Jim's an alcoholic. Oh, my God, that's bullying. Steve's fat. Oh, my God, that's a bully. It's not. It's not the same thing. It's not. And I myself, look, I'm built like a house. Pretty decent shape. I work out like 3, 4, 5 times a week, depending on the week. I try to eat pretty much horrible as I possibly can. It's on me. I mean, you know what? I feel fat at times. I'll call myself fat at times. I'm not. But I don't find this to be bullying. And producer Anthony brought up a great thing. It's like, what is bullying nowadays? If you say something one-off, does that count as bullying? And when is the truth to the point now where it's like you can't say to the person next to me, well, you're trying to say everything so delicately as to not to hurt the person's feelings, right? I doubt the person read the Fergus Falls, you know, op-ed piece about him being ginormous or her being ginormous. I don't know if it happened. But, like, what do you call somebody now? Like, producer Phil, what would you call somebody who is of a larger person?
I just call them fat.
Bigly. Bigly. Bigly, as the producer Anthony says. Bigly. You're Bigly. No, I mean, yeah, it's like you're fat. It's fat shaming. Oh, God, it's body shame. Everything's a shame. Everything is shaming. Stop with the shaming. Stop with the bitching. Stop with the whining. And sometimes it is funny because if somebody's an alcoholic or they're drunk, sometimes what it's about is about tough love, right? You got to be tough. Tough love. Somebody's a drug addict. Tough love. Got to be tough. But we're supposed to have sympathy. I just find it crap. And you know what? I think the whole thing is crap. And it's so funny. It's like, they asked why did they publish it? Well, the editor had pneumonia, wasn't present. The staff ran the column because it was routine. Blah, 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 blah. Who's offended by this? Who's offended? If you're offended, you're an idiot. And by the way, fat people or people of size or chunky, thick, whatever you want to call yourself. Just to let you guys know, there's a new report out today that the people of size or the nutritional overachievers in the bedroom last longer than the fit people. Just to let you guys know that. 7.5 minutes compared to 6. Just throwing it out there. Make you guys feel better, huh? Little yin with the yang. Little yin with the yang and your yin yang. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. This here be the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.